All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Lower Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Used to Be. With me tonight, I have Bad Star. Say hi, Bad Star.
Hello. I just want to say I take back what I said last time. Samurai Gun is the game of the generation. Just putting that out there right now.
You ain't even talking about that right now. Next up, we have Zombie Platypus as a guest tonight.
Hello.
We have Everyday Legend.
Hey, hey.
And we have Revolution.
Fuck Ramadan.
That's what you've been holding out on? Really?
Wow.
Proceed.
That was anticlimactic as fuck.
Proceed, plugs.
Listen, we went on this dude to talk the whole damn time. He's been just typing in chat.
Like, I can't you understand. All right, people tune in to listen to my voice. I can't be using my voice, tiring it out. I got to keep it rested. Honestly, I have not spoken a word since the last episode to preserve my voice.
Oh my god. You know what sucks about we're missing Gorilla Gravy tonight, which sucks. I had a lot of Phil Robertson questions for him to answer. So, yeah.
Why? He wouldn't answer them. He just I don't know.
I was going to ask him, you know, he says, you know, what or, how would you prefer, a butthole or a vagina?
Or he'll be like I guess that weird laugh he does like he's having a seizure.
Well, I wanted his opinion on the vagina versus buttholes. I like the double dip, that's why I prefer a girl. But, you know, I wanted to see what his thoughts were.
Well, he's not here.
Yeah, I know. So, R.I.P.
Fuck Gravy. Him.
Yeah, fuck off, Gravy. We
love you.
Love
you, Gorilla. No, I don't love you, though. I don't love that hoe.
All right.
I don't need that hoe.
As usual, we're going to do what have you guys been playing. I'll be real quick because it's the same boring shit for me. Dark Souls, Call of Duty. Oh, and I got a... I got a Wii U today, so Mario 3D World, and it's baller as fuck.
Word.
Uh-huh. What about you, Bad Star? What you been playing?
Really not that much. I went home for the holidays, and I did not bring any gaming consoles with me. I took a break from playing games. But before I left, I've been playing a whole lot of Samurai Gun, and holy shit. Holy shit. I love that game so much. It's pretty much the exact same game I played a year ago when it was unfinished, so, and it was good then. It's still good now.
You got people for local multiplayer though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of a, you have to have friends to play with, or it is not worth it. It is not worth $15. But if you do, that money, you're gonna get every last penny out of that.
You had me until you need friends. I was almost like, oh, you need friends. I'm like, oh, never mind. Fuck that.
Game over. All right, anything else you've been playing, Best Star?
To be honest, that's pretty much it. I got a little bit deeper into Dust and Elysian Tail, which is a good game, but it didn't really hook me. I think I got about a third of the way through it, and the storyline just really started to grate on me. There is so much dialogue in that game. And it's like it's a Metroidvania. It should just, you know, go at like a real nice steady pace, but there is so much goddamn talking.
I'm disappointed you bought Dark Souls and haven't said you've been playing it.
Well, I'm holding off on that one. I want to get real into Dark Souls when I actually do it.
Same here.
Yeah. What you been playing, Zombie?
My brother got me the new Zelda for Christmas, so I've been playing that a bit. And then Table gave me Dark Souls yesterday, so I've been playing that a little bit too.
What you think of it?
I'm not terribly far into it. It's it seems easier than the Demon Souls, which I played a little bit of.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! Told you, motherfucker. That's definitive proof right there.
Nah, I'm old, man. I walked through Demon Souls like easy, like cake. So, but I already played Dark Souls. So that's probably why. I don't know.
Ooh.
Is that all you've been playing, Zombie?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing, really.
What you been playing, Revolution?
You just called me by my full name. Wow, that's real awkward. I've been playing Final Fantasy. God. I mean, let's be real. That's what I've been
doing.
Legitimately, why did you ask? I haven't even gone on the forums. I've just been playing that all day, all week.
You like that new update, I take it, then.
I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, I spent an inordinate amount of time on it, but it's okay. And then I got, I'm playing Street Fighter Cross Tekken, yeah!
Oh, you finally got it?
Well, someone got it for me for Christmas.
Nice, nice.
So I didn't spend money. And it got the 12 characters. They're alright, I guess.
How you like them gems?
I mean, I love gems. When I was a small boy, I used to wear gems. The end.
All right, what you been playing every day?
I picked up Guacamelee yesterday, and amongst other things, because I was just making a killing on the Steam sale, but Guacamelee's got its freaking claws in me bad. I'm having a shitload of fun playing that game.
Nice, nice. Is that it?
Really nice? Is it really nice?
Other than that, nice, I've been... No, it's great, man. I mean, I love it. If you love Metroid shit, as soon as you say Metroidvania, I'm like, all right, now I'm going to have to try this dust thing. If you love Metroid games, man, freaking Guacamelee is off the chain. Music's good. Art direction's is fucking ace. There's a lot of little, the art stuff in the background, little in-jokes, like the Mr. Destructo versus La Bamba. Like, shit is hilarious. Other than that, I've been playing a shitload of Dragon's Crown ever since they put out that new update that upped the level cap from 99 to 255, so...
It's a hell of an update.
Yeah, I'll say. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, they ended up putting in a whole new dungeon. It's a brand new difficulty level, and if you... I thought I'd jump in and be like, all right, well, this is going to be, you know, just same old Dragon's Crown until I got, like, straight 3-hit killed. And I'm like, oh... Oh, never mind. You actually got to play the fucking game again. All right, cool. Let's go do this shit.
So did they do a good job of scaling that difficulty up with that level cap?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if by scaling difficulty, you mean like 3-hit killing you as soon as you walk in the fucking room. Yeah, I guess so. Right. I mean, it's dead damn serious. I tried to go through and get a couple of the orbs or the talismans or whatever, whenever you beat the stages to try to unlock the last dragon. And, yeah, no, I got my ass handed to me. I couldn't even make it to the fucking boss.
The end.
Yeah, that's it. Could not even make it to the boss. Other than that, it's just been buying shit and getting ready to go play some more stuff.
Maybe you're just not good at video games, though.
Hey, how about you come get on my level and get off that Final Fantasy 11?
Yikes. You can't even count, nerd. 11? No, I'm on that 14, damn.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I get them mixed up because they're so inconsequential after 7, but okay.
7? That's going too high.
Alright, fine. 9. Generous. 9. I'll give you that. 9 was good.
That's going even higher.
So much, Jesus Christ. All you people do is talk about Final Fantasy. This is ridiculous.
Play wow. Something. I also got Evoland recently. That was a pretty cool little game.
Is it?
I've only played like 5 minutes of it, but what I played was awesome. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering how long the game's going to be, though, because, like, it started upgrading at a very fast pace in that little bit of time I played. So I was like, you know, it's supposed to be like a playful history of all RPGs. You start off in, like, the Game Boy type version graphics, and you eventually scale up to, like, Fable style graphics. But I was already in, like, Super NES stage in less than, like I said, 5 minutes.
What game is this?
It's called Evoland. It was, like, $2 in the flash sale on Steam. And you start off like Game Boy style graphics, and you start getting treasure chests, and you get your movement, your sword, and then like the graphics change to you slowly go through JRPGs, action RPGs. You go through like the whole history of RPGs in this game.
Sounds boring.
No, it's actually really
cool. Who the hell plays RPGs? Let's be honest. I mean, level with me here.
Apparently, I do.
What a bitch.
That game would bum me out because I would just want it to stay in the SNES era. And when it moves on to like PS1 era, I'd be like, all right, fuck it, I'm done.
I'd be the same way.
I don't know, man. The way they do it, it's pretty stylish and pretty fun. Only thing I say, though, is, and this one thing that always annoys me about indie devs, why they don't do controller support that great. Like, it has it, but apparently you have to run the game as administrator to get it to work and this other shit. And it's like, dude.
Why?
There's no explanation. I saw on the forums, that's how you get it done. So it's like, that's one of the things that pissed me off about indie devs. It's like, dude, if you're going to throw in controller support, make sure it works. And you know people are going to use their damn controller on a game like this. Nobody wants to do WASD on little crappy.
I mean, I'd do it. I'd use my keyboard on it.
Well, that's what I ended up having.
Like, yo, dog, I control this shit with chopsticks. I'm on that new plane.
It was definitely annoying using WASD, man.
So what's next?
Well, we'll take a little quick break if anybody needs
to. Oh, thank God. I definitely need to urinate.
A break after 5 minutes?
Exactly. Man.
This is your work ethic. And, like, full display, dude.
Yeah, let's see here. I just kind of moved these papers off my desk. Good thing it's time for 10.
I'd like to discuss next is apparently EA is getting sued by some shareholders for the quality of Battlefield 4. Now, while it's obviously only supposed to be for shareholders and or people that hold money in EA, I personally think it'll help gamers because it's showing that EA can be held financially accountable for their shitty games they put out. What do you guys think?
I think it has set a really, really good precedent if it ends up being that way.
Yeah, the only problem is that they have to find somebody that it actually financially bothered in 60 days. Like, they have to have proof of that. But, you know, even if they don't, the fact that the possibility exists will hopefully keep EA on their toes. And they'll start actually releasing games when they're done instead of just rushing shit out the door. I played Battlefield 4. It's fun, but it's got some shit.
See, the thing is anything I think that makes any... You produce a product. You should be held accountable for a particular standard of that product. It doesn't mean it's got to be the greatest thing since sliced bread on every single account. But if you're going to release something that's a turd and you know damn well it's a turd and you're charging full price for that turd, you need to be held accountable for that.
But aren't video games art? How can you judge that it's...
Oh, fuck, ZP.
Eye of the beholder, man.
EA, you know, I would laugh my ass if EA stood up in court and said, I'm claiming this under artistic merit. It's shit in the sake of art.
Man.
For that dude that pissed on the cross, I'm that dude. What do you think, Rev?
I think it's a waste of time, and it's kind of a joke, too.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's right. What? What did we say? What did we say, bitch?
Elaborate.
Hold on, I'm still trying to wipe the urine off myself.
Quit peeing on yourself. I mean, I know it's the fun.
I'm trying.
But don't these same shareholders want the yearly fucking, you know, cash grab that is their military shooter?
Pretty much, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they're kind of like the catch-22 of it, where they're bitching about what they've been given. Because the shares did fine. Nobody's been hurt yet. Nobody's been proven to be hurt yet. But it's going to help us, the fact that it's a possibility they can be held financially accountable.
It's not going to help me. I don't buy that shit.
Well, you might start buying EA games that actually are forced to be good because they'll get lawsuits thrown at their ass.
Yeah, but it's not going to... How would you even prove this? Like, oh man, they knew that it was a crap game and they sold it anyways. How would you know that? Like, how would you sit there and say in court, oh, well, they didn't make the amount of money that I thought I was going to make in my investment? Well,
because supposed to just... A lot of shares before it released, isn't that right, Bad Star?
Yeah, but that's
not... There's a bunch of EA executives sold thousands of shares, like, right before the game came out, because they knew that stock was going to go down once this shitty game got put out. So yeah, they were like, gotta make that money now.
That doesn't necessarily prove anything. I mean, you could say the two are connected, but the two are not. You can't prove that the two are connected.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what, if anything, can be proven, but I wouldn't count on it. Like, I wouldn't count on this actually amounting to anything besides just bad press for EA.
Well, see, go ahead.
No, that's the other thing. It's like, these investors are like, yeah, we put our money in, and our investment didn't pan out. That's called the free market. Sometimes your investments work out, sometimes they don't. This case, it didn't, according to them, it did not work out in their favor. Well, guess what then, motherfucker? You just lost money. That's how it works. You don't get to sit there and say, oh, no. I get to make money when my risks they work out in the end. But if my risks don't work out, then, oh, I'm going to win anyways. No.
Rev, I'm going to stop you right there. This is a video game-related show. I'm going to leave it in the video game-related bubble. Okay? I don't want real-world factual market practices brought in right now.
No, he's got to shit on EA.
Video games are business.
He's got a point.
This is a business.
I know he's got a point. That's why I was telling the show.
The thing is this, though. It's not the fact of that. It's also the fact he's right. He's got a point about the free market. But at the same time, you've got insider people that are going ahead and selling stock well in advance, knowing full well that it's going to have, or at least a high likelihood of having, the kind of effect that they want it to, which is basically duping everyone who's going to make an investment that's not part of their inner circle. And isn't that shit insider trading?
It'd be hard to prove.
You still have to prove that the game... Yeah.
You have to prove that they knowingly were selling for that reason. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't going to be like the shot in the dark. I'm just saying, I hope it causes a slight twinge of fear when they start releasing more games in the future. That it's a possibility if they can never be proven. So they got to kind of watch their ass a little more. Obviously, it's not going to be the cutting the head off the snake, anything like that.
I mean, it's real basic. Correlation does not imply causation. I mean, yeah, you could say they sold a bunch of shares, but unless you have like a dude writing down, yeah, I'm doing this for this reason. It's kind of hard to nail them down on it.
That's why they got 60 days to provide it. And honestly, I don't think they're going to find anybody in 60 days. But I'm just glad that instead of just awarding poop to EA from a website, that somebody tried to do something different. Even if it wasn't in our, you know, it wasn't for our, I'm brain farting right now.
It's not for the consumer interest at all. But the thing is you've got this thing on this side. But then, so how many people, I mean, just curious, because I don't know off the top of my head, how many people have actually been confirmed as selling shares before that happened, before that game released? How many people dropped shares?
There's actually, in that article that I posted in the chat, there's a PDF of all the people that did it. It looked like there was, there's five dudes.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, yeah.
See, that's the whole, it's like, correlation doesn't mean causation, but at the same time, I'm like, you see five motherfuckers putting on ponchos in unison, something's about to hit the fan.
Yeah, but that, like, the proceeds from that is, like, almost $5 million.
Or maybe if they're putting ponchos on, it's about the rain. I mean, you can't really, you don't know.
Very well true. Victory, motherfucker. Very this might as well be politics there right
now. They could be Mexican ponchos.
Oh, then they could be getting some tamales. I don't fucking
know. Well, then the shit's going to hit you anyway. Those things ain't worth points. The shit.
And honestly, I mean, I'm going to be the dick. I mean, if you bought Battlefield 4, I hope all the miserable things in the world happen to you.
You know, speaking, tying into our last episode about criminality and stuff, I got two copies of Battlefield 4 for $25 on a Black Friday sale. Today I went back and turned one in for $64 credit.
Yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, man, I bought it for somebody that was, you know, kind of down on their luck, and they wanted the game, but they ended up getting it for somebody else. So I was like, "Fuck, I'm just gonna take it back to Walmart," and they gave me a gift card for $64.
You could have been honest. You could have been, ma'am. I bought this game for $25 U.S. currency.
Fuck a Walmart.
Fuck a Walmart. Exactly.
For $64, ma'am. I don't deserve this money. You could have done that if you were a good person, but you're not.
Well, I never claimed to be. This is lower tier, sir. Sorry.
Just pointed out though. All
right. Any other thoughts on this EA lawsuit?
Fuck Ramadan.
Star, zombie, anybody?
I mean, like, I really don't care. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe it'll get some bad press for EA, but honestly, like, is any press bad press for EA? Like, there's, like, a new story every month about, oh, they did this, they did that, but, like, their games just sell, and it doesn't matter. Like, they're a huge company. They're gonna keep making these huge games.
Pretty much, I was kind of hoping for somebody actually affected their pocket line, whether it be through a lawsuit or not, that it would change up a little bit, because their fans ain't gonna change. They're gonna keep buying the shit.
I have a question.
You should know.
Yeah, fuck EA.
All right. I also need a pee break right now before we go into the next subject. All right,
want to piss themselves while we record. I mean, my dick might have a little bit more. I don't know. We don't know about these things, you know. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. We'll find out together.
And this thing I'm talking about tonight is the YouTube has a bot in place, and if you ever make YouTube videos and monetize them, you'll know that the bot is not perfect. It will flag a lot of dumb shit and where you can't monetize your video, or worst case possibility, they'll remove your account, or they will just give the profits, if you make any, to the company that says you had the claim. Perfect example, when I made the Destructoid anniversary video, where I was joke singing along to Mazzy Star, some idiot retard R&B singer, the bot flagged it saying it was his music, but it's Mazzy Star song and me singing along to it. That's still in dispute to this day, and that was over a year ago. So there's gamers now that are getting screwed by this. Angry Joe is one of them. I mean, honestly, I don't care about some Mexican yelling at games, but he got
his channel destroyed
because everybody filed claims against it, even though it's like maybe 10 to 8, 12 seconds of if there's any copyrighted material. So now he's not making any money on his videos on YouTube. What do you guys
think? Oh, no.
Why don't you care about some Mexican yelling at games? That's his right.
Oh well, yeah, I just don't care. I didn't say he couldn't do it. I just don't care. I mean, I never liked the show. It's called the Angry Joe Show, or whatever. I don't care about the dude. But
I mean, I don't give a shit. I mean, if it tears down that doesn't actually bother me. Like it flags. I saw it flag some developer, like his own video of his own game.
BVV guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's obviously a problem. But I mean,
that's the problem. That's the major problem. It's like it's flagged the bot because
yeah, that's a problem. That whoever this Angry Joe or any other person who's just talking over footage. That doesn't bother me one bit.
I mean, I'm in support of this because then now UCB is gonna have to get a real job instead of trying to leech off that YouTube money. So I'm YouTube. Just mow him down. Mow him
he's
down.
Making all that YouTube cheddar.
I've been making since fucking 2009. I just started monetizing like 2012 maybe. Let me check. Let me tell you what my revenue is right now. Hold on, this is gonna be funny.
Drum roll, please.
Are you claiming this on your taxes and all that?
Shut the fuck up, Levi.
All $17.64, baby.
I'm going to write a handwritten note to the IRS.
98% of that is from the Grunchkin Shakeweight video, I guarantee.
Dear tax man.
They wouldn't let me monetize that motherfucker. Even
about
though it's got
time the Perlin, Texas, what? You know, auditors get on your ass.
Man, I swear to God, you Jew, you better shut up.
Dear IRS.
Bit of this $2.94 I've made. Okay.
Washington is embezzling his YouTube cheddar. It would be in your interest to look into that.
But, you know, like obviously I'm not a power player or anybody that would even care about this. I don't even like I've been making a Dark Souls walkthrough. I haven't monetized a single one of them because I just don't care anymore.
Is it that boring that you can't make money off of them, I understand.
No, it's just, you know, the whole YouTube thing kind of like worrisome now. It's like, I don't want to get my whole account removed because some idiot, or the bot actually, it's not even a human work anymore. It's a bot will claim copyright and you can get screwed and lose your partnership or your channel.
So you're going to lose that all that $2?
No, I just don't want to lose.
I want to jeopardize this gravy train. I don't, please don't take my $2. I just claimed this to the IRS. You can't take it.
$2.94 is a lot of cheddar, sir.
I've made more in the last 2 days selling cards on Steam
than that. Dude, I've been selling some money on the cards on Steam. But you know, let's talk about something real quick. Rev has gamed YouTube. If I go make a playlist right now, I have a max of 200 videos. This has 900 videos in it. This fucker's hacked YouTube.
Because it's been like I've had that YouTube. That's my favorite list. I've had that since like 2006. And so then I guess I just accumulate YouTube videos before they put that restriction in place, so there's not much they can do at this point.
So what they're saying is we need to alert YouTube to go ahead and backtrack your internet connection. And
I mean, they could try.
So back to that, do you guys think of this? I mean, obviously, if you don't monetize the YouTube videos or care about it, it's probably not a big deal to you. But I think gamers losing channels for – because, I mean, even though I don't care about Angry Joe's work, he did a lot of original stuff. I mean, he did his own little graphics. He did his own shit. I mean, yeah, he recorded himself playing games for reviews, but that's still him doing stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that's like, yeah, YouTube definitely fucked those people over. Like, I can't imagine being people like, yeah, you know what? Fuck them. I mean, actually, no, that's – to be fair, there are, like, people I've seen in, like, comment sections that are like, ah, well, you should get a real job, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yo, these dudes are making a service. It's, like, no different than making television, except they don't have to go through a network. And yeah. In the case of, like, Angry Joe – and actually, this sort of affected me, but I do watch Classic Game Room a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, they get
he left YouTube because of it.
Yep.
And he was like one of the first YouTube partners, like in 2008 when they were test running the partner program. He was one of the first, and now he just left because
that guy was legit as fuck.
Well, what would you say?
I said he was legit as fuck too.
I mean, I liked his earlier videos. His newer videos are cool, but I definitely liked his older stuff. And he can be a little too. There are very few games he doesn't like. But with that said, I probably watched too many of his videos. So him leaving YouTube because of it, yeah, it's clear that the dude is not stealing the content. He's actually commenting upon it and discussing it. It's like the definition of fair use, as somebody else said on the matter on YouTube when they're discussing this. Like,
yeah,
the dude was not stealing anything. This was just him talking about it, and it still fucked him over.
To give you another personal example, remember when me and you played Modern Warfare 3 and I recorded us shitting on those Brazilians because they were lagging the fuck out everywhere? I that mean, video got flagged saying that it did not apply because we didn't do enough commentary. And that's basically YouTube's rules. Like, if you want to get money from reviewing or doing, like, El Presador videos, you have to do a lot of commentary over the gameplay. You can't just do gameplay by itself. And apparently we didn't talk enough for that one to be considered monetized.
I mean, there was a lot of swearing, so I don't know if that's commentary.
How dare they ruin my... I mean, I said fuck you, Victor, maybe 20, 25 times.
Yeah, that's not really, like, commentary. That's just noise. I can't, the lag. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I could see an argument for that video. Why it wasn't really a commentary. I mean, it was more reactions.
Now, if you want to get on the side of not having to worry about any of this shit, if you team up with somebody like Machinima or some other type of network who's got big time partnerships with YouTube, you don't have to worry about any of this crap. Just monetize away, you're good.
But you see, that sounds to me like it's automatically trying to create the same kind of pyramid scheme that YouTube was kind of already setting itself away from. You could go away from those networks. You wouldn't have to go through and do something like, oh, we got to do something through, you know, CBS or NBC or whatever like that. We can just go and put out our own shit. Now, if you want to be free and clear from all the bullshit that you might incur, you've got to now go through networks with YouTube. It's like they ended up trying to replace the man just to become the man themselves. I don't think it's going to end up very well for them. I mean, it might end up doing, you know, a great thing, but I don't know. To me, I'd much rather have that kind of grassroots open source. Oh, here's this guy that's going to be talking about his own stuff. Here's this guy that's going to be, you know, playing video games, whatever. Is that a copyrighted work? Yes, but he's showing it off. And everyone who's ever taken any classes in marketing knows that word of mouth and fan reaction and own customer testimonial is the best shit you can have going for you, because they're basically being free advocates for your shit if they like it. So yeah. Why they'd ever flag you and say, oh, you can't make money for doing us a fucking favor. Like, I just don't understand the logic.
Well, it's not the companies. It's just YouTube.
Yeah. And it's not YouTube even. It's Google now. Before Google, it never happened.
Yeah, and YouTube, and since Google owns YouTube, Google's doing that in order to freaking appease the copyright holders of everything else. I mean,
well,
that
no, way not necessarily, because there's. I actually was reading a lot of, like, you know, people are like, yeah, we did not authorize these copyrights, and in fact, we're trying to get YouTube to take a lot of them. I know there was a few developers that were, especially like, I didn't even claim this. There was another guy, some music dude who owned a bunch of stuff. He's like, yeah, I didn't claim this at all. It's like, it's pretty much what used to be said. It's just a robot kind of just like, yeah.
It's a bot doing it. There's nobody manning the ship, and that's the big problem. But Google's too cheap right now to man the ship. They don't want to put anybody actually doing it. They just put their algorithm in, and if it fucks up, it fucks up. Like I said, my video is still in review from a year ago.
Yeah, and even if the copyright holder is fine with, like, people advertising your stuff, the bot's still like,
no, fuck
you. Whatever, fuck you, you know, like, I'm taking your shit, taking all your money, taking all your views, which
but
is...
See, that's the thing, like, you lose everything. You lose your ability to monetize, you lose your own fucking account, like, that's bullshit, dude. Just because some bot picks you up on a fucking random sweep, that ain't right.
Well, it's not right, and honestly, you know, if you want grassroots nowadays, you really have to go to Twitch or Vimeo or Dailymotion. You gotta check out other video channels, and hopefully more people start doing that now that YouTube's gone fucking bunk.
It'll happen.
I don't understand how, like, Google can map, like, our entire planet, but they can't come up with an algorithm that can accurately sort these things out. Or
real,
like,
real talk.
I don't know. I don't think it's a more of a can't more than the will to what's it going to earn them. Like, because the bots, you know, yeah, it may shit on a couple people here and there, but it probably is keeping people happy for the most part, or otherwise there'd be a much bigger uproar. So, Levi, what do you think? The Google over here.
I think the biggest crime is that Google keeps asking me if I want to use my real name on YouTube.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
When I tell it every time, and then it says, we'll ask again later.
Yeah. Or you want to use your phone number? Why would the fuck want your phone number on YouTube? Fuck you, man.
YouTube, not taking no for an answer since 2013.
Yeah, YouTube, man.
That constitutes rape.
I was raped on YouTube. But yeah, they've what was it?
And rape culture.
No.
Please.
Is the comments now? Is another retarded thing. But
just end rape culture. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for much.
This whole podcast could be like YouTube bullshit, but yeah. We'll stop it there. Unless anybody
else you trying to just, you know, blow off Rev's request?
I said please, that means you have to do it.
What do you have against ending rape culture, Table?
Because then I ain't getting none no more.
Ha ha ha!
I knew it. I knew. That's why Grunskin never.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Grunskin gets beat the fuck down, she says.
Yeah, I'm not.
Got the Anita in me. About to bring
yeah,
you
I'm not pretty excited right now.
If, Sarkeesian,
to all the people listening right now, I do not condone this.
I am offended.
The opinions expressed from UCB's mouth are not necessarily those of us.
This shit is the hard-hitting editorial with which we've been waiting for.
Hard-hitting, right? I beat that bitch.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just gonna...
I didn't laugh at that. Never mind.
Bastard. I'm gonna go over here.
Bastard brought his Anita out. Hold on, guys. We gotta bring it back.
Yeah, you gotta edit that out so my movement people don't get mad at me. I don't want them hearing that.
The matriarchy will not be pleased.
Good shit, used to be. You just lost a whole good chunk. Right there. Good discussion. You had to ruin it.
If the matriarch ever followed me, I'd wonder what the fuck's wrong with them.
They have a bot that listens to all the podcasts.
See now, you and your Droogle folks would know that.
Looks like all your rape videos aren't going to make money anymore. There goes the other half of your income.
There goes that other $2.90-something. Oh, okay.
Damn. I'm fucking throwing a party. Shit. I don't think you know how many videos hit the taste of the 6 cents. In the gaming industry in this past generation. We've all got new consoles now, or they come out anyway.
Why don't we talk about what good happened? Why is it always focusing on the negative?
Because we're lower tier, bitch. We don't talk about good shit.
You can feel free to focus on whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but the subject matter is going to be what went wrong. You go get some grain, you rebel.
Fancy's in here.
I'll let you take off every day. This was your idea, so you go ahead, baby. What's up?
Oh, wow. So I get to ask the question, so I get to answer first?
Go. Answer in like 5
okay.
seconds.
Oh. All right. I think, not necessarily wrong, I think it's just the fact that they're doing it wrong. Going after new payment models like free-to-play, I think it's a good idea. I think if it's done well, you can do a lot of cool things with it. But I think a lot of people mistakenly put shit out there as free to play just so it can kind of be this revolving door cash cow thing where it's like, oh, well, I see you've been playing for 75 hours, but unfortunately you still haven't earned 5,000 coins, but you can pay us $10 for 10,000 coins right now. Or you can get the best value out of 99 and get 1,000,000 coins. So you can spend like $99 on a free fucking game. Like, I don't understand how people, I know that they put it out there because there's somebody dumb enough to do it, but that just lowers the bar for everyone else. And I think that the industry basically fucked up on that, because I think they just haven't found that sweet spot between how do we get it to basically pay for itself content-wise, and how do we not be, you know, complete and utter dicks about just saying, oh, here, well, you need to freaking start paying piecemeal in order to get anything done.
So this whole idea was for you to spit out a novel. Okay.
Surprise, well. fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
All right. What do you think, ZP? Good, bad, what do you think about The Last Generation?
I like The Last Gen, or the... Yeah, I guess it is The Last Generation.
I was going to say the same thing. I really have no...
I mean, obviously there were hardware issues, and there's different little things, but, I mean, I guess the hardware issues would be the biggest problem. That and the fucking the war between Blu-ray and HD DVD at the start. They should have like gotten that shit figured out ahead of time and not had a stupid add-on.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, I liked The Last Gen.
I guess I'll go ahead and go. I thought it was the pinnacle gaming, honestly. I mean, yeah, we had a lot of bullshit to deal with, from console failures to fucking paying for online to no mods, all these restrictions. But at the same time, some of my favorite gaming moments came from this gen. So it's kind of a toss-up for me. I can't say that I hated it, because there was a lot of bullshit problems that are probably going to wreck next gen, possibly. But I loved a lot of the games that came out from this generation. Bazdar, what do you think?
Well, just to comment on that, I think that I would agree, in the sense that I think that there were more good games this generation than any other generation. There's so many good games that I'm going to be playing games from this gen until, like, I'm dead,
like 5 years
basically. Yeah, like, it's, there's, you can't keep up with everything, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. There's just, like, I remember, you know, I've been gaming for most of my life, but there's never been a time when it was just, like, I felt like I just couldn't keep up. Like, there's just, like, every other week there's a game coming out that I want to play, and so, yeah, I mean, in a way, I think that this is the best generation, but one thing that did bug me about this generation is that I feel like our games have a lot less permanence than they used to. Whereas, like, until this generation, like, you bought a game, you put it in your console or whatever, and it just worked. And that was the game. The game that you bought was the game that you got, and it was always that game. And it's gonna work. Like, you know, I still have my NES. You put in, like, you know, fucking Kings of the Beach or whatever, it's gonna work. It's the same Kings of the Beach from 1989 or whatever. I don't know when that game came out. You guys probably don't even know what that game is. Whatever.
I know.
Anyway.
Oh, look at the hipster. Well, I like this game, but you guys probably don't know what it is. I played King of the Beach. I played
okay.
It.
Okay. You don't
never
friends,
heard of it until about 30 seconds ago.
I just Googled it. It's pretty cool.
But anyway, this generation, it's like a lot of these games, I think, are just going to get either lost in time, or the only way that we're going to be able to play them in the future is if they keep getting re-released on other platforms, because you got all these things like day one patches, you know, like DLC that is actually like finishing what the game is. Like games
Tell
like
me
us.
About it.
You know, I'll agree with that. Like, a lot of games were in the moment. Like, if you go buy Red Faction Guerrilla right now, you won't get like half of the joy that you would have got if you bought it when it released and played the multiplayer with people.
Yeah. And see, that's a double-edged sword, because like there's something kind of cool about that too, where it's like you got in the game when it was happening, and you were doing it with everyone else, like right there in the moment, and then when the moment was over, you were out and you're moving on to another thing, which is
I
just
got to
kind
take it with the hipster shit. I was there, I did it.
I just thought the game was cool.
It also bums me out, because like I can all my old retro games, like I still put them in and they're the same game, but this generation, it's like, you know, if my 360 shits out on me, and you know, maybe they, who knows what's going to happen with all those digital games that are on like 360 and PS3, like for all I know they could just pull those off the service, and like so many of those games require an online connection to even play. Like,
well, and a lot of those games, they're not a lot, but those games have gone away, some of them, from the service.
Yeah, they just yanked bunch of those Marvel games.
Marvel.
Right?
Yep,
but if you download
the
them,
shit.
If you download them and you purchase them, you can go back in history and re-download
them.
Yeah,
but with the console life rates this gen, you're not going to be keeping your console for very long.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you go and upgrade to the next one anyway, you're not going to be able to take it with you, which is automatically – that's another one thing that I really didn't like about this gen, is the fact that we're getting HD re-releases of shit when we originally had consoles that had backwards compatibility. And you can disagree with the whole backwards compatibility angle all you want. I still think it's a really, really shady way for them to say, oh, we're going to make you buy the same game twice, which I don't agree with. I don't think that's right, but, you know,
well,
you're
sure, it's not really
your
the
taste
same
may
game.
Vary.
That's been Nintendo's philosophy for all the time. They're still selling people Ice Climbers. You know what I mean?
No shit. I'll drink to that fucking statement.
It's not really the same game, though, because
Microsoft's shitty backwards compatibility is why I still have an Xbox hooked up to my other TV right now.
Good. Right.
Yeah. I don't blame you on that one.
Well, you know, one thing about this gen is that between the systems of the Wii, the 360, and the PS3, I'm going to be catching up on games I missed from finally being able to acquire the systems themselves for a long time. Going into next gen as just like my only current gen, it's going to be a long way away. That's just like probably not going to happen until like 5 years from now, to where I'm ready to say, okay, my PS4 is the only console I'm going to play.
That's not a bad thing, though, because like I'm sitting here still looking at my PlayStation 3 right now, and I'm like, you know, I'm not even worried about picking up a PS4. I'll pick up a PS4 in like a year or two when it's already got a decent backlog of shit built up. Like, I don't need to jump into it right now. I'm still finishing friggin' shit on this thing all the time anyway.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I still have PS2 games that I haven't even played. Like,
exactly.
I bought God Hand like 5 years ago. And I still haven't played it. I'm gonna get around to it eventually. But...
I gotta play God Hand. I gotta play Otogi, which was an Xbox game made by the people who made Dark Souls. And supposedly it's just as badass.
Otogi's awesome.
Yeah, so I gotta play that shit.
And what's funny is, you said God Hand, and that's exactly what I was thinking about before you said it. Because it's like, PlayStation 2 game, I bet he's going to say God Hand. It's going to be something from Clover. Hell yeah, it's God Hand.
Yeah. Fucking dorks.
I know, right?
Yup.
All right, any other thoughts on this generation?
Wow, really? You asked everybody but me? Okay, I see how it is. Wow. Wow, sick.
And nothing of value was lost.
All the people are listening for me.
For me. Revolution, what are your
thoughts? Dude, people actually listen to this.
You don't get to hear it now. You skip me. Oh, I guess we'll go on to the next subject. I just, you know, let's wrap this up. I got YouTube videos to make. I got that. I'm trying to break $2.
Rev, you sound kind of cranky. Do you need a break?
Yeah, you sound like you need to pee, dude.
I was about to say, he might have to pee himself again, folks. Break.
The 5 minutes we've been recording, I think our break is in order. Talking nerds.
What are your thoughts on this gen, sir?
I mean, I was fine with it. It's cool. you know, all the shit that people complain about, like, you know, the DLC and the free-to-play stuff. Honestly, that shit would not exist if people didn't want it. That shit would not exist if people didn't pay for it. I mean, the simplest head, market economics. The only reason why that shit exists is because people are willing to pay money for it. So, you know, yeah, that stuff sucks, but you don't have to pay for it. And the people who are willing to pay for it, well, then fine. Free country, pay for that shit. The only thing that kind of really bummed me out.
Such a capitalist pig.
I'm not a capitalist pig. I'm just breaking it down. How dare you, pleb? I think the one thing that just kind of annoyed me the most of this shit, if anything, was just the technical quality of games has really slipped. And, you know, that whole patch it later mentality is really just fucking things up, in my opinion. I mean, some people really don't care about that stuff, and that's fine. But for people who really are particular about stuff, you know, that... Yeah. I mean, this generation has been pretty bad. And it's like... There's the major flaw with that whole patch it later thing is that, okay, the game didn't sell well, we ain't got money for patches, so we're just gonna leave the game broken. You know what I mean? I've seen that happen so many times, so I think that's really the most troubling thing. But other than that, the games have been really good, as everyone said, you know, a lot of great games. And not only that, but games are cheaper than I think they've ever been. Like, just always games are going on sale and stuff. I mean, like right now on Steam, and I'm just piling up games. I'm like, shit, $3? Why not? I have no interest in this game, but it's $3. I mean, fuck it. That's all I got.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna go pee on myself.
Phil's gonna have a time editing this episode, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry, Phil. I love you, baby.
Fuck Phil.
Where's Phil?
Fuck Ramadan.
All right. Now it's time for our listener questions. We have a lot of listeners, apparently, because we have a lot of questions. PK Fire asked...
Well, I hate to interrupt, but it could just be one listener asking a bunch of questions.
You don't have to actually listen to type in that thread either.
Yeah, you're not... You're really blowing... You're really trying to stroke your dick on that.
All right, thanks for destroying the marketing department. PK Fire asks, you're on death row. What's your last meal?
Who gives a fuck?
Every day, you go ahead.
Why? Did you start freaking getting all these crazy questions? Like, hey, you go first. Get your shit out of the way now. You go first.
I'm following your lead.
That's a good question. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can't honestly say it.
I'll answer it. Give it to me.
Okay, Rev.
I'd
probably have some food.
Is that an answer?
I was thinking two vaginas and a butthole, but you know, I don't know if they give that.
I'm just okay.
Okay.
You can get plenty of butthole in prison. I don't know why you'd waste the last meal on that.
Exactly. I was about to say, I don't think you're going to have a shortage of that in death.
Because it has to be within 1 centimeter of the vagina.
Beggars can't be choosy.
Which means it's a woman.
How are you going to get two in... Never mind. I'm not even going to try to figure out the mathematics here.
I think PK should ask better questions. I'm sorry, PK. I love you, Juicebox. But you need to ask better questions. Go Google that shit, PK.
Moving on, Glowbear. Ask, if you were on death row, what would your last game be? Mine is obviously Dark Souls. What is your game?
Question? Can we have a death row LAN party?
Why am I on death row? That's a better question. What the fuck did I do?
Apparently we're some bad motherfuckers on lower tier. We're all on death row.
Why? Because some dorks on the internet are asking us dumb questions?
Okay, let me modify this question. Okay. If we were all on death row, we're all on death row. What multiplayer game we playing?
You know it's Halo Reach. You know it's Halo Reach.
I don't know
it's Halo Reach.
It might not be.
You know, why are you even asking?
Okay.
It's Halo Reach. Unless it's Quake 3, it's Halo
That'd
Reach.
That'd be alright too.
Yeah, as I was saying. Halo 3 or Quake Reach. If we can land in our death row.
Halo
cells,
3 or
wait,
Quake
wait, Halo, wait.
Halo 3 or Quake Reach, just so we got this shit on lock.
Quake Reach?
No. Halo Reach and Quake 3. No Halo 3. No.
We'll roll that back.
You got that.
You know what? Hey, this answers Red's question with another question. Above Up asks, what the hell did you guys do to get on death row?
Well, you know what? Let me get back to you when I figure that one out.
I killed a bunch of Jews.
Is that necessary?
Oh, wow.
Was it in self-defense?
I mean, were you expecting anything less? I went to Wall Street. I was like, I got terminal cancer. I Walter White. Instead of cooking meth, I killed some Jews. That's the way it worked.
So how's Phil going to get around that one?
Shit.
What about you, Levi? What'd you do again?
I have no fucking idea what I would have done to get on death row.
Levi turns around and says, hey, you know what? I was freaking had cancer. I decided to go on Walter White, went to Texas, decided to kill me a bunch of rednecks.
Why would I kill rednecks?
I think we should put out a disclaimer.
That's like fucking nonsensical.
That the views that used to be expressed on this show are not necessarily of the other members on this show. I think Jews are upstanding people. I think they make great food.
He wants that money. He wants that money.
Okay, I will not condone the killing of the Hebrews.
Fucking
if they're judging people.
Okay, Glober asks, how many times did you accidentally, in quotations, drop the soap? Never. Soap's valuable.
We're still assuming that we're all in jail together, right? Is that like the fantasy we're creating right now?
Yeah, seriously, like, did we all go down for like the same thing, or did we all just happen to meet up?
You know,
if
I'm in jail and I want to like rape one of you guys in the ass, I'm not gonna wait for you to drop soap. I'm just gonna do it.
Exactly. No, here's what happened. We were all part of the Payday 2 crew.
Okay? Oh, this is gonna get real dorky, isn't it?
And then you know. We were not supposed to kill anybody, but I saw a Jewish banker, and I said, fuck
the views of used to be are not necessarily the views of Hitler.
And then y'all hate it.
Opinions expressed here right now with the vile shit that he's about to say are not opinions of this other.
And one of the cops is black, so I shot him too. And then that got us all death row. So that's why we're in jail.
Why am I friends with you?
And I killed some dude in there because he was like, man, fuck Anita Sarkeesian. I was like, nah, fuck you.
What are the fucking hair pick made of a pick made of hair.
Ribbit.
Sometimes you lose, man. Sometimes you lose. All right. Let's see.
Let's see. Can we get a non-jail related question?
Yeah, I'm really trying not to rock.
We're still in jail, dog. Because PK Fire asked, if all of you were in a jail room shower, who would be violated and who would be the violators? Serious question. I mean, we all know how to overpower you faggots. So
what?
Yeah. Don't what me.
Motherfuckers acting like I don't have a shank in my fucking soap, son. Come on now.
Look, I know you like to shove things down your pee hole, but a shank ain't gonna fit.
I just want to know why they're talking about overpowering and shit. Like, this would be consensual, don't you fellas think?
Yes, we're on death row especially.
Yeah, probably, and I don't really have a choice. I weigh like $120, so it's not really I don't have a whole lot of options in this situation.
God damn. Okay, just move on to the next question. We're still in prison, apparently, because what is the best exercise routine you can do in an empty prison cell?
That's all you used.
Obviously, convict. Downloadable PDF. You can fucking just do it. It's basically a bunch of different variations of dips, pull-ups, and push-ups. It's a bunch of dumb shit if you can't afford the gym. Literally.
There you go.
But it's called Convict Conditioning. Okay. Let's see. Let's get to the next question. Whole bunch of titties.
Well, I just realized how many titties are in this thread. It's kind of a lot.
Okay. Does anyone have their red rings, orally or traditional? Yes, I have my red wings. I went down on a girl who had her period. It tasted like pennies.
Oh, fuck.
You just said that so matter of fact. Yes, I did it, and it tasted like pennies.
Seriously.
Okay, hold on.
Just the facts table.
Stop the presses. I just received a Steam gift from fucking Jew-ass zombie called Shiva. It looks like a Russell Stone Jewish rabbi at the poor cynic. What the fuck did you send?
What? Yeah, I obviously sent you a game.
What? Jewish rabbi at the poor synagogue in New York City. He's a devout man with a problem. Membership is way down. He asks, God damn it, ZP. God. Oh my. I don't know what to do with this gift. I don't know what to do. There's accept and decline. Do I be a friend?
You accept.
Let's get back to Red Wings. Who else besides me has their Red Wings?
Wait a second, but I'm confused by this. It says orally or traditional. I thought that orally was the only way that it counted.
Yeah, this is Mike, so who knows what traditional means. He's Mexican. I mean, maybe they do something different across the border. I don't know.
I have a co-host question. What kind of social degenerates are listening to our show?
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
You guys have no idea. This is lower tier, baby. To answer the question, does anybody else have Red Wings?
I do can't not. Can't say that I do.
Nah, sorry. That's not a badge I own.
So, back to my original statement, you would all be the vaginas in the shower. Thank you.
Table, you could have had a V8.
Oh, God. That was good. That was good. All right, favorite type of meat from Last Scion of the House of Blue Faggots.
I think they prefer to be called the homosexuals.
They prefer to be called lions. Favorite. Okay.
Actually, my favorite type of meat is a tie between emu and bison. Both are just god tier meats. Protein, low fat, really good taste.
Sorry. I just started going alpha nerd on some meat right now.
Let me tell you about the emu. Very tender.
No, the bison's
very good too.
Bison, I can understand. Bison's fucking delicious, but as soon as this motherfucker said emu, I'm just like, that's it. I can't top this. I'm not even gonna fucking answer.
There used to be an emu farm in my hometown. No joke.
Did you ever have emu bastard? Was it not great?
I've had it before. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just like emu and bison are almost. Here's what I can tell you. Fuddruckers used to offer an ostrich burger, which is basically emu meat. They replaced it with the bison burger. It tasted the exact same. That's why they're both my favorite.
So cool. Basically, because you can't differentiate between the two, it's a tie.
Because I can't differentiate between a bird and a giant cow, they're my favorite.
Actually, I think my favorite meat is probably eel.
Eel? Really?
Yep.
Raw or cooked?
Cooked. No, I don't even. Even in sushi, I don't think people do raw eel. They usually barbecue it.
And it's usually smoked. It's usually smoked.
Yeah. So the barbecued eel is pretty goddamn delicious. Like that's, I think it's probably my number one favorite.
What?
Here. All right. Hebrew ZP, what's your favorite?
I guess I'm gonna be boring and say chicken.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna give the not try hard answer and just say beef. He says, oh, dude, let me tell you about all the meat I've eaten. I've eaten quail meat. I've eaten emu.
Quail is really fucking good. I had it like three. That shit surprised the fuck out of me. I was like, I'm gonna start.
And just chicken. No,
look, I was like, I'm gonna start duck hunting now because fucking quail is god tier.
I'm gonna throw my vote in for prosciutto.
Whoa.
It goes good.
Isn't
on pizza?
That a cheese? Wow.
No, prosciutto is ham, bro.
Don't take the bait. No, he's joking.
I'm taking the bait. What is prosciutto, sir?
It's me. It's just like a different cut of pork.
It's a ham.
Or ham, yeah. But
yeah,
it's,
I'm not surprised.
It's real thinly sliced. It's real salty. Real good on pizza. Real good in like an omelet or whatever.
Nice.
Try some, man. It's
what
good.
A bitch.
Prosciutto. If I can't Google it, I'm gonna beat your ass.
No, dude, it's real.
Okay.
Trust me.
Tastes like
dick. Okay, Anita. All right, our last question comes from Blasto. He has three, actually. All of them involve.
Just gonna be talking shit. Let's hear. Let's go, Blasto.
All of them involve Rev. What are Rev's top three personality defects, in your opinion? I'll limit to three so everyone has time to answer.
Yeah, this little bitch over here is talking all types of shit. I would say
weeabooism is the first. Oh, I've had that before, Bastard. Yeah, that's good meat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've had four.
Let's have some together.
I would say weeabooism is Rez's top personality defect. Anybody else want to jump in?
I think he's too handsome. That motherfucker too pretty. Not fair.
Every day, what's your
also,
opinion?
He's got a nice smile.
I don't really have a fucking opinion.
He's got a nice smile.
Talks too much. What do you want me to say?
ZP, what's your opinion? I know you got a real one.
His personality defects? I didn't come prepared.
Eat shit, Blasto. Your whole plan just shooting birds right now.
You need the hour to like gather notes.
Well, I know when we talked about like your personality shit, like I had time.
Didn't somebody come with a PowerPoint on this shit or something?
I think Rev is a wonderful person.
I think another problem I have with Rev is that he's so fucking smart that it's hard to really argue with him.
Okay, we're asking
also Bastard. I think he's also really smart. I think he's. If we want those three,
I'm allowed to answer your question. Bastard, what is Rev's top three personality defects?
I don't know if I feel comfortable answering this question.
Dylon.
So
look at this, Blasto. Eat shit.
Okay, Rev's or Blasto's second question.
Hold on. You only get one question per listener.
No. He asked three, and he bunched it up. He did it right. Will Rev ever see a vagina?
Yeah.
Every day.
Does it count if it's animated?
I came from a vagina. What are you talking about?
The me saw it.
I was looking at it. Kind of nice. I just say so myself.
Well, I mean, if he's gonna see one, is it animated or drawn or?
Just answer the question, sir.
Well, you know, if it's like a freaking artistic depiction, I think brother's got a chance.
Yeah, what's good, Blasto? Eat dicks. Eat dicks for life.
I think you give me like two more seconds on Tumblr, I'll find him one.
Yeah, boy, look at this. Yeah, I want to connect to
Tumblr. That's friends right there, man.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, I'll go probably.
Yeah. Will. Okay. Eat shit, Blasto.
Last question.
Blasto.
I'm glad we're reaching out to Rev. Last question for Blasto. Alright, it's a long one, so. How many punches would Red Face take to the state of the poor souls as depicted in Three Guys?
Wait, these questions are boring.
The person coming closest wins a box of strawberry pie.
Oh shit! There's a prize on the line.
Okay. Wait a minute.
All right, who's punching Rev? I gotta know that. Like, it depends on who's delivering
obviously
the punch.
Me. Obviously,
if it's used, probably like one, and it doesn't even have to be a haymaker. It could probably just be like a
no, straight up. If table's the one delivering the punches, that shit's gonna go down like that old school fucking Tootsie Roll commercial.
Tootsie you guys are just like
one,
into
two, crunch, three.
ZP, this is not the whole fucking your guys scenario. My personality disorders. To answer the question,
I mean, this is really just
the thing. Is this? I mean, it's not exactly fair when you tell him he's going to get his ass beat by Mongo. I mean, come on now.
Roundabout way for a used to be to kind of like play himself. Like, yeah, oh yeah, all the dudes are going to talk about me, how strong I am. Yeah, let's talk about how I beat Rev. I bet Blasto didn't even ask that question. I bet it used to be
Blasto. No, it's in the thread, dog. It's in the thread.
I bet you logged in on Blasto's account. I know you guys fucking touch dicks, so I bet you got that password. I know you guys got that password, so I bet you just wrote that shit in too as a roundabout way to blow yourself up. This is the kind of fucking tomfoolery that you are known for, sir.
Tomfoolery. All right. That locked the show. That's it.
So do I get the strawberry pie or what?
No, it's mine.
It's mine. There's that weeabooism popping up again.
I've never even eaten pocket before.
No. All right, the last question.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that too.
Pocky.
The last question is actually a person who listens but who isn't a member of Detoid.
What? That's
Jonathan Ruiz asks for Steam.
Duty boyfriends. Never mind.
No. What did people get on sale? And how much did they spend? I got Evo Land, And I got State of Decay for $10. So basically my total was like $13. Plus I gave away the rest of my credit gifts to friends.
Oh, that's why you got me something. I was wondering why you got me something for Christmas. Like, oh, this dude had leftover credit. That's why.
Well, it came from Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, Rev, what all did you get in the Steam sale?
I didn't buy shit.
That's bullshit.
I didn't buy shit. People gave me gifts. I haven't actually bought anything.
ZP, what'd you get?
I did not buy anything in the Steam sales.
God, you guys are bitches. What'd you get every day?
Devil May Cry 3, Devil May Cry 4.
There's got a list.
Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon, Guacamelee.
Obviously, the forums for Blood Dragon because they said don't buy that shit.
Well, no, whatever. I'm not going to be playing it anywhere else. And really and truthfully, am I going to get it for friggin' $5 on friggin' PlayStation Network? No.
I don't know. After reading the fucking forums, like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this on Xbox.
Why?
Because you play, apparently, it's fucking people over out the ass.
It actually was like $5 on Xbox not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. The thing is, I haven't been on Xbox Live in forever because I let that shit lapse. Sony was fucking treating me too damn good with them free games. But no, I ended up getting like KOF 13. I ended up pre ordering Revengeance. I ended up getting the full version of Skullgirls. I've been freaking doing a lot of damage. But, I mean, I've kept them on, like, flash sales and shit like that. I've probably got maybe $85-$90 worth of games at this point for under 30.
Damn. What all did you get, Bastion?
Shit. I mean, unless you count, I bought Samurai Gun right when it came out for the low, low discounted price of $11. I didn't do anything on Steam. Because I've got dignity.
I got dignity.
I didn't buy anything.
Why didn't you buy anything, ZP? What are you alluding to?
I'm just saying I don't have any dignity.
Way to ruin the joke used to be.
No, well, sorry.
Let me hold your hand, baby.
Sorry. All right, guys. I thank you all for participating in another episode.
Wait. Before you end the show, does anyone need to take a break?
I need a urinate.
I gotta piss like a motherfucker.
I actually gotta piss right now, guys. I really gotta piss.
Why don't you pee on yourself like 5 breaks ago?
Look, I got mother-in-law here. I can't piss on her.
Piss on her then.
Oh, that's that kinky shit.
You know what, man? I'd let her. I ain't saying
damn, anything. No, you already said it.
You already said it. What do you mean?
I'm not gonna say it, but you already said it. The cat's already out of the bag. The
you
urine
piss on your mother-in-law.
The piss is already out, dog.
Straight up, the piss is already out the balls. You got this shit already done up. That's it. You would R. Kelly the shit out of your own mother-in-law.
It wasn't even the R. Kelly. It was the more Jonathan Holmes, but you know, whatever.
So Jonathan Holmes pees on your mother-in-law. That's what I just took away from this.
So did I. Damn.
You heard it here first.
That's the show.
Lower tier. All right. And that ends the show.